அன்னமயமென்னும் கோஷம் தனிலே அந்தணர் முதல் புலையர் வரைக்கும் பின்னமரவே தோணுதே அன்றி வேதம் காணேன் அன்னமயமென்னும் கோஷம் தனிலே அந்தணர் முதல் புலையர் வரைக்கும் பின்னமரவே தோணுதே அன்றி வேதம் ஒன்றும் காணே தன்னை அறிகின்ற தவமே பெரிதென்று தரணியில் கோபால கிருஷ்ணா சொன்னரில் சொன்னதெல்லாம் மறந்தையான மாய சுழலிலே விழுந்த தலை நடை சிவ சிவா.
ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் பேக் டு ராக ரசிகா. திஸ் இஸ் எ பாட்காஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் தட் எக்ஸ்ப்ளோர்ஸ் தி வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் கர்நாடிக் மியூசிக். ஜாயினிங் அஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஆல்பனி நியூயார்க் இஸ் வித்யா சுப்ரமணியம். In the last episode, we were talking about Sri Uthukadu Venkatakavi, and we were talking about his composition styles. Today, Vidya and I would like to feature a composition of Sri Uthukadu Venkatakavi. So Vidya, why don't you take it over from here?
Sure, Devesh. It is definitely not an easy task to select a composition to feature from out of the several gems that have been composed by Sri Uthukadu Venkatakavi. The composition that Devesh and I have chosen today is one of the Saptaratna Kritis. Basically, the Saptaratna Kritis are a group of compositions composed by Sri Uthukadu Venkatakavi in a format that is fairly similar to the well-known Pancharatna Kritis composed by Tyagaraja. And the composition that we have chosen is titled Alava Dennalo. It is the sixth of the Saptaratna Kritis.
Vidya, tell us a little bit about the composition itself, the raga it is composed in and things like that.
This composition is in the ragam paras. The ragam paras itself is a janya of the 15th Melakarta ragam, Maya Malava Gaulai. Some of our listeners may recall that we had mentioned this ragam, Maya Malava Gaulai, in our episode on Saint Purandaradasa, the significance being that Maya Malava Gaulai is the first ragam typically in which beginner's lessons in Carnatic music are initiated. So this ragam paras is classified as a child of Maya Malava Gaulai. Let me sing the Arohanam and Avrohanam, that is the scale for paras ragam.
Sa ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma
The swarams in the Arohanam of Paras are Shajjam, Antara Gandharam or Gatri, Shuddha Madhyamam or Ma 1, Panchamam, Shuddha Daivatam or Da 1, and Kakali Nishadam or Ni 3. And in the Avarohanam, it has all the notes as in its parent raga Maya Malava Gaulai, that is the Shajjam, the Kakali Nishadam or Ni 3, the Shuddha Daivatam or Da 1, Panchamam, Shuddha Madhyamam or Ma 1, Antara Gandharam or Gatri, and Shuddha Rishabham or Re 1. Paras is relatively a minor ragam. There are not too many compositions in this ragam, and the ones that are fairly well known are a couple of Javalis, which is a form of composition that is generally of the romantic category. These two Javalis in the ragam Paras were both composed by Dharmapuri Subbarayar. The first one is Smara Sundaranguni, and then there is another Javali by the same composer, Cheli Ne Netlu. There is also a well-known Kriti by Muthuswami Dikshitar, Shri Shukra Bhagavantam, which is one of the group of Kritis known as the Navagraha Kritis. And another well-known composition is Neelaya Takshi by Shyama Shastri.
That's interesting, Vidya. Coming back to the composition of Shri Uthukadu Venkata Subbayyar, Tell us a little bit about this song, its meaning and its theme and so on.
This is really a fascinating and unique composition in many respects. Out of the 7 compositions that are grouped together to form the Saptaratna Kritis, this song is the only one in Tamil language, the other 6 being in Sanskrit. It is also unique in other respects. This is primarily composed on Lord Shiva, but when you look at the content lyrically, the focus is on the devotees of Lord Shiva. So in this composition, Sri Uthukada Venkatakavi says that he wants to be free from bondage and rebirth, but if he were to be born, he wants to be like one of the devotees of Lord Shiva. So it really brings out his musical expertise, his mastery over the Tamil language, his deep study of Hindu literature, and also his innate sense of humility.
A couple of comments here, Vidya, before we actually get into the song itself. First one is on the word Sapta Ratnas, which essentially means 7 gems. So this composer, among the many songs that he has composed 7 major works or Sapta Ratnas, one of which is this song. The second is that this song talks about the devotees of Shiva. Very specifically, it talks about people who are called Nayanars or Nayanmars. There are 63 of them in the Shaivite literature. Shaivite or Shaivism being the sect of Hinduism that reveres Lord Shiva. These saints are said to have lived between the 5th and the 10th centuries. They actually came from varied backgrounds in all levels of the society. And the history of these saints have been narrated in the scripture Periya Puranam, which essentially means big scripture or epic scripture. Together with these 63 Nayanars are the 12 Vaishnava Alvars, Vaishnava being the sect of Hinduism that reveres Lord Vishnu as the Supreme Being. So these 63 Nayanars and the 12 Alvars are sometimes called the 75 apostles of bhakti or devotion. And it's quite important because they were probably crucial for the rise of the Hindu bhakti movement. And to complete the story here, the bhakti movement in what is now Karnataka resulted in a burst of poetic literature in Kannada. And some of those leaders include people that we have already covered in this program so far, people like Purandara Dasa, Kanakadasa, whose contributions are really seminal to the field of Carnatic music. And one final point before we get on to the topic at hand. In North India, you would see saints such as Mirabai, Kabir and Surdas, but you typically don't find them idolized or worshipped in temples. In fact, it's also true in the Western world. You frequently find apostles portrayed in art form, but their presence in churches and cathedrals does not seem to be that universal. In contrast, if you went down to South India, you will often find statues of these 12 Vaishnavite and 63 Shaivite saints in various Vishnu and Shiva temples today. So that's a quick background for you on the theme behind the song we are featuring today, which is the 63 saints or Nayanars. So Vidya, tell us a little bit about how this composer has handled this topic in this composition.
Definitely. The song begins with the composer wondering as to when he can reach the stature of being one of Shiva's slave. So let me begin by singing the opening line. Kadiyanai, Neelai. here again, when we look at the lyrics, he says, Un adiyar kadiyar kadiyanai. That is, he says to Lord Shiva that he wants to be one of Shiva's devotees. So he considers himself as such a simple and humble person, and all he aspires for is to reach that purity of state so that he can be accepted by Lord Shiva. And again, when we look at the musical aspects of this ragam Paras, even though the Arohanam is Sagamapa Danisa, we find frequent use of the Madanisa phrase, and we find that also in this Pallavi. So that is an important prayoga or phrase in this ragam. Moving further on to the Anupallavi or second segment, here we find an excellent example of the use of rhythmic meters that we discussed in the earlier episode on Uthukadi Venkata Kavi. So let me sing that line.
Keladali kumbarame anda melanadarku parame eelam thalana kamala bolpurame eelam thalana kamala bolpurame padum kadikkadam enavidittadalamum tudikkadam enamaditte kadiperadadikkadam
Here again, when we look at the fast-paced line towards the end of the Anupallavi, we find the emphasis on the second syllable of each phrase, which is again like a meter that you would find in a poetic verse or a shloka. This really brings out the versatility of the composer.
Thank you, Vidya. Let's pause here and pick up next time, where we'll continue our discussion about this song. To learn more about Vidya, visit her online at vidyasubramanian.com. Write to us at www.ragarasika.com. Hope to see you next time. Till then, goodbye.
Channel.